أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خيرين خلقه وكتم ونبي المرسلين سيد الأولين وآخرين شفي المذنبين رحمة للعالمين محمد وأهله الطيبين الطاهرين.
صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
قال الله عز وجل في قرآن الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، to the esteemed ulama and to the board members and the heads of the Islamic Senate and all of the distinguished and invited guests, I greet you with the words and greetings of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
And I will request everyone to acknowledge our ulama and all that have taken part in today's affair with a loud, heartfelt salawat.
Wa ma salam Muhammad wa alaikum.
It is indeed a great honor and privilege to have been asked to be a part of this very historic conference. This conference, of course, takes place at a time when tremendous events have and are taking place here and throughout the world. Now, more than ever, we need the guidance of the Thakalain. Salawat. Especially when we are living during the time period of the Ghaibatul Kubra of Imam Sahibu Zaman, Ajallahu Ta'ala Faraj Sharif. We must look to the ulama, that is, the people of knowledge, to explain to us not only how to build and establish a ummah, but we must also look to them to show us how to improve and live our own lives. The world has witnessed many things in this last decade. Some has been good, others hasn't. And some of which has been of natural as well as man-made disasters. Many countries has been hit like tidal waves, one after the other, tsunamis, earthquakes, hurricanes, as well as financial and economic collapse. Countries' economies has been turned upside down, and many people like savings, both Muslim and non-Muslim, has been wiped out. In some cases, this has occurred overnight. But if we calmly analyze the situation in the world today, one will find that man has moved from a quasi-state of stability and security to one of uncertainty and disarray and even despair. Why? Because man has forsaken Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he has taken his nafs to be his ilah. Unfortunately, many people have served their nafs more sincerely and completely than they have ever served Allah. Due to the fact that it has been a lack of focus on Allah Azza wa Jalla and the true meaning of life, and an overemphasis on the acquisition of wealth and property. One may ask the question, how did this happen? It should be known that the human being has not been left alone to develop and move through life unaccosted. On the contrary, he has been constantly bombarded with waves of deception, delusion, and subterfuge from the chief deceiver, the shaitan, and the awliya of the shaitan. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Therefore, the natural development and innate inclination of man to seek to know and worship Allah Azza wa Jalla has from time to time through the course of human history been interrupted by the evil one. This disruption has caused a moral and spiritual disconnect in the life of the human being. This disruption has caused the imbalance to be created in the life of man. This imbalance has not just hit the kufa and spared the believer. This imbalance has ricocheted off of the misguided ones and hit the ummah, the society, and moreover, the entire world. The impact from this blow from the shaitan has knocked man off balance. Thus, he has become disoriented. But in spite of this wretched state he finds himself in, he still tries to find that balance. He just has been seeking it in the wrong places. Well, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for giving us the Al-Quran Kareem and the guidance of the Master Meen. Salawat. If it wasn't for the Thakalain, we wouldn't stand a chance. How do we become balanced once again? I open up with ayah 143 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, وَكَذَلِّكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةٍ وَسَاتًا. Thus have we made you an ummah justly balanced. The Mufassirun has said the word wasat, which is located in this ayah, means middle or balanced or moderate. The wasat is the mid of everything. Actually, the wasat, the middle, is a synonym for virtue, because virtue is defined as that mix between two bad characters or two bad extremes. For instance, generosity is the wasat virtue between niggardliness and exaggeration. By the same token, bravery is the middle path at Tariq al-Wasat between cowardice and rashness. Since al-Wasat middle requires the existence of the mid, which is between all ends in a very just way, the scholars, the people of knowledge, have said that this term Wasat in this ayah is in reference to none other than the Master Meen. Salawat. Because no one else is more just, balanced, and fair than they are. They are the best. And being that we are the followers of the best ones, we must strive mightily to become just as balanced and fair and just as we possibly can. As individuals, as well as our efforts to become a more unified, active community, this process begins with each individual. One can say, leading a balanced life, leading a life of moderation, leading a life very close to the fixture Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed in us, we will go a long way. It will go a long way in helping to bring about the type of ummah that has been mentioned by Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is this model, the model that all of us, inshallah, seeks. It should be known that the role of the ulama in establishing and maintaining a unified ummah is very important. Moreover, their guidance must be sought. As the seeds of unity, fraternity, and brotherhood are being sown, it is absolutely essential that the ulama irrigate these precious seeds with the waters of nasiha, which is the best advice. Because it is through this nasiha that the seeds will sprout, take root, and inshallah, grow. Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I know that everyone else do or should, that we live in a state where we have some of the top ulama in this country. One of them happens to be sitting here right here, my alim, Sayyid Maulana Nawab. Salawat. And one of them is absent, Maulana Fawzi, salawat, as well as Sayyid Nawab. We have to take advantage of this valuable knowledge that our ulama have when we want to try to establish this community or better united, unified community. We have to look to the people of knowledge for them to show us and to give us the insight on how to accomplish this. Very quickly, before my time runs out, I want to mention the youth. We must pay special attention to the youth because our children are our best investment. Therefore, it is of paramount importance that we endeavor to raise them religiously and correctly as possible, because they are our future and we can have no future without them. We have to understand, as older people and being the parents of our children, that our children, we don't want our children just to become just like us. They have to become better than us. We have to make sure that we push them on a higher level in order for us to have really any success in the future. We must not try to keep them confined and limited to our just cultural aspects and how we view life. We must try to push them harder and further in every area that we can. And if we make sure that that this is done, inshallah, they get this message and we pass this baton to them, that we don't have to worry, because one day we will leave this world. One day those of us that are older, you will not be here forever. So why not try to shape and mold them while you still are alive to make sure that they reach the destination that we want to ultimately go, inshallah. Thank you for listening, and alhamdulillah for everyone coming. And I just want to say one other thing before I leave the podium. You know, I know some of these young brothers that have put together this conference and have pushed to organize this conference, alhamdulillah, and they're some of the most outstanding individuals that we have down here. And the parents and everyone should be very proud of them. And alhamdulillah, and inshallah, we need to be inspired by them and to try to encourage them to continue on to go forward. And don't give up the struggle and don't give up the fight, because sometimes these things may not be popular at the moment, but inshallah, if we keep with it, then maybe we'll become popular in the future, inshallah. Amen. 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 Amen.